We go to Venezuela now, where a failed economy and political upheaval are conspiring to cause massive food shortages. And now an investigation by the Associated Press shows that the Venezuelan military is making money off of people's starvation. The country is nearly entirely dependent on imports for its food supply. And in an effort to address crippling shortages, President Nicolas Maduro put the military in control of the food system back in July. But the AP found that that military has been profiting off of this control, setting the prices for food and taking kickbacks at every step of the way. Hannah Dreyer is the Venezuela correspondent for the AP, and she's one of the people who conducted this investigation. She joins me now from Caracas. Hannah, welcome to The Takeaway.
Good to be with you, Todd.
So you've done a deep investigation here, interviews, documents, and observations. Explain how this food racket that the military is conducting in Venezuela, how it works.
So the most important thing to know is that there's severe hunger in Venezuela right now. People are waiting in food lines, but we also have children who are dying of malnutrition, people who are going through the trash every day looking for any scrap of food. And amid all of this, the government has put the military in control of all aspects of importing food, distributing food, food production. It all goes through the military. And what we found is that the military has turned it into a racket. So they're making money on everything from the contracts to when the food gets sold at the markets. For one example, we talked to a businessman who got a contract to import corn from the current food minister. And the corn was billed at double the going rate. So Venezuela gave him a contract to import $25 million worth of corn for $50 million. The businessman said that he was able to get that sweet contract because he gave millions in kickbacks to the food minister.
So what do ordinary people who need food, what do they do when they discover that, no, food is available, there's ample food, it's just only available if the military gets your money and gets their cut?
One thing that a lot of people said to me was they feel like the military is getting fat while their children get skinny. I talked to some people who, right at the port where all the food comes in, spend their days outside picking up the grains of rice and corn that fall out of the trucks. So they're just living right at the margin of starvation. And meanwhile, there are these military guys who are walking all around them who have nice shirts on and nice cars. So nobody is missing what's happening, but there's a sense that the authorities don't care.
So this horrible food situation, these shortages, Hannah, really fundamentally are about the collapse of the price of oil.
Right. I mean, there were underlying economic problems before the price of oil dropped. Domestic production of food had been drying up for years after the government nationalized farms and factories. But it kind of didn't matter because there was so much oil money and the price of oil was so high. But then 2 years ago, when the price of oil dropped, all the problems in the economy were revealed.
And Nicolas Maduro, the president, meanwhile, it sounds like faces this disconnect, right? I mean, people know when they're hungry. They know when their kids don't have enough food, even if there's politics around, you know, the Congress versus Maduro. I wouldn't think that would make much difference to people.
Right. People are furious about this. But one clever thing that Maduro has done is he's really managed to stifle discontent within the ranks of the military. Venezuela has a long history of the military participating in coups. And that's always the question here. Is the military going to rise up against Maduro, who's very unpopular? And by doing this, by putting the military in charge of food and allowing them to run these corruption scams, a lot of people think Maduro has successfully pacified the military.
Are there any serious investigations into this corruption in all of its levels? I mean, in a way that could actually lead to accountability?
Well, so the best chance is probably the Congress, which is controlled right now by the opposition. The socialist administration controls all the other branches of government. And Congress, going off of the overpayments that were shown in the food ministry's annual report, has already censured the food minister for corruption. President Maduro responded with, "The Congress is trying to attack the Socialist Party. I'm ignoring this." We do know that prosecutors in the U.S. are now investigating officials because some of these bribes, we think, went through the U.S. financial system. But for now, there aren't strong independent institutions that can really take on the issue of corruption until the government itself decides it wants to do that.
Hannah Dreyer, Venezuela correspondent for the AP. Thanks, Hannah.
Great to be with you.